Believe it or not, there are some bright spots in this pandemic economy. I'm Tom Shine, and welcome to The Range.
Support for The Range comes from McCowan Gordon Construction, Fidelity Bank, and the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.
Today, we're looking at the sunnier side of life, including what's keeping one economist optimistic.
There's cash ready to be invested, and that cash being invested can be fuel on a fire.
But first, since the pandemic started in March, we've chronicled the economic difficulties of a variety of industries and businesses. Restaurants, airlines, musicians, nonprofits, theaters. It's been a pretty steady drumbeat of hard times. But it's not all bad. In fact, some businesses have, unexpectedly, seen a bump in customers because of the pandemic. We caught up with Philip Fisher as he was treating some river birches in a neighborhood near Crestview Country Club. Fisher manages the Wichita office of Ryan Lawn and Tree Service. He says the business has grown slowly but steadily over the last several years, but this spring, with so many people working from home, the phone began ringing and it's barely let up.
So they're seeing their places. It's kind of they're realizing that their place is not as great a shape as they thought it was. And so they're at home every day working from home, and then they see these problems and they're like, what in the world is going on? And so they usually try to fix it themselves, or if they're already a customer, they're not even going to try. They know we can handle it. And so they'll call us and get us back out there to take care of the problems that they've probably been putting off for a while.
Fisher says he expects business to grow 15 to 20% this year. He has hired a few more employees since the pandemic started, bringing the company's total to 35. At the start of the year, Fisher says the company laid out three goals: create happy customers, Fisher calls them raving fans, keep them from leaving, and grow the lawn business.
And I tell you, the two, the lawn growth and the raving fans, has been really good for us going into this pandemic, because taking care of the people was put number one, and man, we're not losing them nearly like we have.
Even though business is good, Fisher says he feels for other companies that are struggling right now. He says all you can do is stick to your core values, work hard, and have a little faith.
I think you have to put the customer first no matter what. That's my best advice, because I know they're going to be struggling, but that means also there's going to be less competition because some's going to go away. And so I think you just keep at it, keep to your golden rules that you have. And we're a faith-based company. We believe God's taking care of us. So that's what I come back to. Just keep the faith, and keep doing the right thing.
And the lawn service industry is not the only one seeing an uptick in business. You know all those signs popping up around town? Stay 6 feet apart, curbside pickup, heroes work here. Someone's got to print them. For more on that, we hear from KMEW's Nadia Foe.
Good
morning.
Good morning.
Thank you very much.
Matt Withers and his son Grant run Signs Now in East Wichita. Matt's been a franchisee for about 30 years. A few months ago, in addition to the usual business signs and car wraps the company produces, Grant says they began getting some more unusual orders.
The first wave was actually we're still open banners, stuff like that. And then probably our biggest jobs in the beginning were a lot of the senior congratulations yard signs. Believe it or not, that was like the first thing that we really noticed picked up a lot because of the coronavirus.
Matt says Signs Now was deemed an essential business and has been able to stay open throughout the pandemic.
Because we were doing stuff for hospitals and clinics and schools for wayfinding signs and social distancing signs like that go on the floor, stand back. So there was a big need for that stuff, and so we were busy doing that.
He says those kinds of orders haven't made up too much of his business this year, not as much as he expected, but sales in April, May, and June were up between 15 and 20% over last year. He applied for and got a Paycheck Protection Program loan as a safety net. Along with Matt and his son, Signs Now also employs two designers. Matt and Grant say they feel fortunate they've weathered the pandemic so well.
Very fortunate. Mm-hmm. Just because our business kind of They need us to do stuff. I feel so sorry for the restaurants and bars. Mm-hmm. You know, it's on the news every day. You know, they just can't do anything. But we are kind of essential, so we have to stay open. But
when people came in asking for all those coronavirus decals, it felt like they were struggling and we could kind of help them out. And that's kind of where we felt essential. kind of that's where our niche was we were the people who were helping others. So we were essential to the essential, kind of.
One of their customers is a local school district.
They were getting bombarded with emails on floor graphics and posters and stuff, and our contact up there knew us, and we've been doing stuff for him, so he wanted us to come up with a package of things that he could put on the floor, on the wall, parking signs, bathroom signs.
And most of the materials are being printed onto a kind of removable sticker.
So it's a technology that you can take stuff on and off. We're doing all the stuff in that, so if they see that it's in an area that's not really affected, they can take it down and move it to a different spot. Or if this thing goes away in November, then they can pull them all down.
There's plenty of other positive signs across our economy, if you're willing to change your perspective. KMEW's Stephen Basaha spoke with Wichita State economist Jeremy Hill to get a broad look at how businesses are doing. Hill says many are finding creative ways to adapt.
Businesses are being very creative. I think they're thinking about how they utilize their resources and labor differently. And some are even going to the more traditional, saying, here's a new industry, here's a new product line I can take to market. To thrive and to survive, you have to be innovative. And the companies I've talked to, I think there's some of that going on. What's another one? There's a lot of cash out there in our economy because of either federal programs or lots of savings, or just there's cash ready to be invested. And that cash being invested can be fuel on a fire. So those industries that are right there, they have cash available, and that's a good sign for them to take off and grow. On the wholesale trade, there is a lot going on, a lot of great signs, and that's why you've seen even Amazon trying to reposition here. We're trying to get that wholesale and distribution system going, and there's a lot of positive there for even for Wichita. Our size town, for the markets around us, I would say that has a lot of upside opportunity to grow.
And when we talk about these positive stories, can you give us a sense of how common or how rare they are?
Well, you know, it depends on the perspective of that owner. I mean, almost every single business is down from where they were before. But if they have that frame of mind saying, hey, you know, I've got a new trajectory, I can make payroll, I might have laid a few people off, but they're positive, you may maybe around 50% at the most, where you have some of those businesses that are seeing a positive outlook, who may have had a rough time, but they're turning a corner.
You can read more and see photos at kmuw.org. And one last thing. The primary election is Tuesday. Yes, I know it's only a primary, but it's still important. There's a critical U.S. Senate contest, two county commission races, and a smattering of legislative primaries. The people who ultimately win those seats will have an impact on your life, perhaps a large impact. Why wouldn't you want to help choose them? Vote. Thanks for joining us on The Range. Today's show was produced by Hugo Fan, Stephen Basaha, Nadia Foe, and Luann Stevens. Torn Anderson composed our theme music. I'm Tom Schein, and this is KMUW, NPR for Wichita.